Julie?
Yeah?
Welcome.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
I can hardly hear you.
Let me see if I can do something about that. Hang on a second. Oh, not that one. Hang on, Julie. Let me get a... I'll get her. How's that?
Oh, it's not much better.
Oh.
But I just wanted to talk about the Grain Belt Brewery.
Okay.
Have you seen the way it is now?
How is it now?
It's absolutely beautiful. They remodeled the whole thing, and it's all offices. But I worked there during the war.
Which one?
The second one.
Oh.
Well, how many have we had?
Well, since the beginning, there have been quite a few wars. I think a
dozen.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, they let the women work there until the men came back, so we were there for like about a year.
You guys hit the hooch pretty heavily when you worked there, I understand.
Oh, my God. You don't have coolers with pop in it. You had coolers full of beer.
So you were smashed throughout World War II. While our fighting boys were putting their lives on the line.
Well, no, we didn't get really smashed because there was machinery around. You had to be careful. But it was a hard job, and you were wet. And
would you have a beer every day?
Well, sure.
Okay, fine.
And then we could get our beer wholesale.
Yeah, so you drank at night, too?
No, not really, because I was young then, and I had a little baby. And
oh, did you have a husband in the service?
Yeah.
Did he make it home?
Yeah, he was in the Merchant Marine.
Oh, good. So he got out of the heavy fighting.
Oh, hell, all he did was go to Africa and get loaded and come home.
You two had a lot in common then. So come Memorial Day, we won't be thinking about you two, but when we celebrate Bill W.'s birthday, we'll think about you guys. So were those...
Well, I had three other brothers in the service, too. One was in the Navy, and one was in the Merchant Marine, and one was in the Army. So my mother had four gold stars in her window.
Well, she can't count the Merchant Marine. Got to yank a star there. The guy in the Army, was he kind of tough on the Merchant Marine guys for not doing more? Merchant Marines, that's kind of like commercial fishing or something, isn't it? You run around and pick up water skiers or something. I don't know what the hell you do.
Merchant Marines that were on the Navy ships got paid more than the Navy guys.
Oh, I see. It was all about money, huh? Not freedom. I get it. Very good. Did the Army guys see any fighting?
My brother didn't know.
Where was he? Canada?
He was stationed overseas. He was in England, and he was like a...
Cook?
I don't know, a superintendent or something he did.
Most of the fellas were AWOL quite a bit, weren't they?
Pardon?
Yeah, the brothers, they were AWOL quite a bit, weren't they?
No.
Oh, I see.
Oh, no. And my brother that was in the Navy was on a ship that was sunk off of
Didn't they find
Italy.
Later that he was responsible?
I still can't hear you.
Oh, I was just saying, didn't they find out later that he was responsible?
For what?
The sinking?
Oh, God, Tommy, are you nuts or what?
So, what was life like at the Grain Belt Brewery in the 1940s?
Well, it
did
was
any
busy.
Of the girls, did any of the girls, were they forced to date one another because of the men shortage?
No, they were mostly married.
Oh.
So there were four girls to a team.
Uh-huh.
Two of them had to take the bottles out of the pasteurizer and put them on a track, and then it went through the labeler, and then two on the other end cased in. Boy, we had calluses like you couldn't believe on our hands.
Yeah, and was that the best beer in town back then?
The best beer?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Well, I suppose the Hams people would have something to say about that.
Well, Glick's was almost right next door, too,
yeah.
To where I am now.
Yeah. Did you ever find yourself sneaking a Glick's?
No, God, I never drank a Glick's in my life.
Really?
I don't think.
Not even to compare. Huh. Boy, loyalty meant something back then, didn't it? Yeah.
Well, you were working there and you got it free, so...
Well, that's
true. You know, what the heck?
Loyalty comes
But I
cheap.
Don't drink it anymore since they laid off all those men.
What do you drink now?
Kemp's ice cream.
What do you got to do to get that fermented?
I don't drink anymore. I haven't had a beer for a year or more.
Oh, okay.
Nope, I don't drink beer.
All right, well.
Did you know Sammy Snead died?
Yeah, in fact, I'm having a beer to him right now.
You're having a beer?
Just a half a one.
You are not supposed to be drinking
well,
beer.
Well, it's a half a beer, and it's for Sam. Yeah.
Oh, I had an O'Doul's the other day.
I OD'd the other day.
Huh?
Nothing. Well, thank you for calling. I have to take a break, Julie.
Okay.
All right, God love you.
Keep talking.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye. Good.